Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. I remember my first God encounter, the one that changed my life to this day. The one that set me on a path of freedom, joy, healing, and rest. The encounter that took me from believing he said who he was to knowing. It wasn't at a big conference with all these famous speakers. Spoiler alert. It wasn't at church or a Bible study, though all of those places are amazing places for God to encounter his people. He chose to encounter me in a humble kitchen in our small apartment, where my two small children at the time slept in the room next to me. I was doing the dishes, jamming to Break Every Chain, and suddenly, what started out as a jamming session turned into a moment where heaven invaded my kitchen. "It's time for your chains to break off, my daughter." I heard it like a loud whisper, and since then, I've been on this journey of resting in his rhythm, getting back up after falling down, and embracing his goodness, often at the kitchen sink. I didn't know how I wanted this episode to go. I thought maybe I'd do a Q&A and share a bit about revived motherhood. And perhaps those are great episode ideas for two or three. But as I was sitting in my kitchen, oddly enough, the Lord brought to my attention of that very moment when he encountered me for the first time. I felt like I needed to share it with you, to let you know that the kitchen sink is a great place to call heaven down, to seek the face of our Father, and to go boldly to his throne. So often we mothers feel so unseen. I know I, for one, have asked Jesus many times if he sees me as I'm rocking my crying baby in the hallway at church while everyone is on the floor at the altar. You know you go to a Pentecostal church when. And Kingdom Mama, I'm here to tell you that he does see you. While you do the everyday mundane, he sees you. As you sit at the sink washing another dish, he sees you. As you wash another load of dishes, he sees you. As you drop your child off at daycare to provide for them, he sees you. As you invest your time going into their world, he sees you. And as you do these things unto the Lord, he wants to encounter you right where you are. I hope you find encouragement in this today, Mama, that it doesn't always have to look like a big church event or a worship service. Oftentimes, God wants to encounter you right where you are as you do everyday mothering things for his glory.